looking forward to, well, let's just say the reign of my next guest. Rotary Club of Grand Rapids has announced their new president. He's a big deal and certainly breaking a record. He's the youngest person to serve in the role of the organization's 106-year history. That is you, Neil Marchand. Good morning to you, Neil.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me on.
That's a compliment to be the youngest, right?
It is great.
one day you'll be the oldest in something, won't you?
I will. Now we have to get stuff done to justify being the youngest.
That's right. Age is only a number or something like that. Well, congratulations. I know our conversation before our mics went on that the gavel has been handed to you, so I imagine you're off and running. And how does it feel to be youngest member and a president of a pretty outstanding club?
It's amazing to be the president of the Rotary Club of Grand Rapids. Being the youngest president is a little daunting, but also exciting. The club has really promoted youth and promoted kind of a mentoring spirit so that our established members really want to mentor the younger members and help everyone along. And that's been my experience, and I'm just so grateful for it.
Nice. Well, you got big shoes to fill. Our friend Chelsea Doobie, your past president, I want to say did an outstanding job.
She did an amazing job. She was the youngest president until I took over.
I'll let you guys work that one out. That's nice. All right, Neil, tell us about your involvement with Rotary.
So I joined back in December of 2012, and I chaired the membership committee in that, but I was one of the people who helped start up the Service Above Selfie contest, and we're going into our fifth year, and we've given over $30,000 away to local nonprofits just for people volunteering in the community and snapping a selfie while they're volunteering. We give the money in their honor to the nonprofit.
Get ready. In about 15 minutes, you and I will be taking a picture and saving it for next year. How's that? Obviously, Rotary, strong in your personal life as well. And my Rotary Club of Grand Rapids 101, 106-year history.
Right. So we started back in 1913. We're this out of over 34,000 clubs in the world, we were the 77th. And so our first Thursday meetings is actually Club 77. We get together for, you could call it a happy hour, but we call it a social with, you know, great beverages and refreshments at a Rotarian business just so that we can connect with each other and do more business with each other.
When and where do members meet?
Our lunch meetings are, except for the first Thursday, our lunch meetings are noon at the University Club. And we have just phenomenal speakers. We had Dr. Mantella from GVSU just last week.
Was she good?
She was amazing. It was great.
Nice. Before I get into, obviously, your vision and mission and more, one needs to, I would say, if they're interested in becoming a member, ask to attend a meeting.
Right. So we welcome anyone and everyone. It's really a group of community and business leaders who get together, who enjoy service. We want to, our common bond is service above self. We want to serve our community both locally and internationally. And we do that, whether it's building rainwater harvesting systems in Mexico or spearheading the Grand River cleanup. We're one of the lead sponsors and on the planning committee for that.
Well, you, Neil, no stranger to commitment and hard work. With your partnership at Miller Johnson in the law firm's Grand Rapids office, where you're vice chair of the firm's mental health law practice group and more. You've been named certainly a rising star, other awards under your belt, community involvement, hanging out with Frederick Meyer Gardens and the Chamber, and often you've got that wife and two young kids, too.
Yes. They're the most important thing to me, and I love them dearly.
What will you bring to Rotary Club, the Rotary Club of Grand Rapids, as the president?
This year, we're really focusing on connecting members with each other to increase the business that we do between Rotarian businesses. And we're also focusing on club operations so that we're all working in the same same direction. We have amazing committees of 30 people for community engagement, or, you know, 10 people on our selfie contest. And we want to make sure that each committee, there's kind of a synchronization so that we're all, one event helps promote the next and helps promote the next, and all working to achieve our shared goals.
Certainly, you have a great board that you'll be teaming with. And what do you see your new members achieve from membership? How will you make that membership strong?
So we see a number of things for our new members. One, they get plugged in with an incredibly well-connected group of people in town. And two, there is the mentoring side of it. Both, whether it's informally or more formally, the more established mentors are just the best people, like Dr. Jackie Taylor. She's just amazing. And the third component is that it's fun. I mean, we have fun. Our goal is to just have fun doing service with each other. And so we enjoy each other's company. It's really a family.
Plus, you have some pretty darn good luncheon speakers, too.
We do. We do. We had Dr. Mantella. We had Representative Amash right before, right after he announced his position on the impeachment. The current events, it's kind of, I equate it to like the econ club for local issues. If you want to know what's happening in town, come to lunch.
And speaking with newly named president of the Rotary Club of Grand Rapids, Neil Marchand, becoming the youngest president of the 106-year civic organization. And like many service organizations, Neil, becoming part of Rotary, you are part of an international operation. So if you're traveling overseas and you see perhaps a luncheon, one is eligible to attend.
Not only eligible, but encouraged. I went to the conference in Hamburg, Germany this past year. It was amazing to connect with so many leaders across the world who all just have this shared passion and just want to help each other out. And how can we do better and just serve?
What else would you like to share regarding your vision for your upcoming year and how the community can help, Neil?
The community can help in a number of ways. One, participate in our selfie contest. It's as simple as volunteering for a local nonprofit. You don't have to be a Rotarian to have the heart of a Rotarian or a Lion.
You brought it up. Can I still be both? I'm still
you can be both, and you're welcome anytime, Shelley. just volunteer in the community and snap that selfie picture, or come to a lunch meeting if you're interested in it. Anything that you can help out on a committee. Our Strive mentors, we're celebrating 25 years with Grand Rapids Public Schools, where we partner mentors one-on-one with high school students in the bottom third of their class to help improve their attendance, attitude, and academics. And it's really a life coach. It's not helping with your homework. It's how do I do this? How do I navigate the financial system? Like, how do I open a bank account? And you don't have to be a Rotarian to do that. Anyone can do that. And our program has grown 15 new students this year. So we need 11 new female mentors and 4 new males.
But you can be a Rotarian and do that too. So
of course.
Sign up under Neil's leadership. Well, congratulations. You do have an opportunity to shine and to touch lives with your energy coming into your season. How do we find out more information, Neil, about the Rotary Club?
You can go to our Facebook page for the Rotary Club of Grand Rapids. You can also go to our website, grrotary.org.
Great. All right. Enjoy your day and your day job as well. And what is this? You are a real person. You're an avid gardener. You enjoy remodeling projects. Do anything special in the kitchen?
We just finished the kitchen, and the bathroom chose that it was going to be next when it started to leak.
Yeah, that's a priority. Congratulations, Neil.
Thank you so
Take
much.
Care.